your porch lights off because they're coming home with a trophy.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sharkcast Radio, a weekly podcast on all things Cronulla Sharks. I am one half of the podcast, Sharks fanatic Newman, and I'm joined as I am every week by my fellow Sharks fanatic, Sydney singer-songwriter and Fox Sports stats man, Sam Shenazzy. How are you going, mate?
Hey, Newman, thanks for the great introduction as always. I'm excited. Get in touch with us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We are everywhere. We are in fourth place. And tonight, Newman, it is game day today. Tonight, we have a big, big encounter against the legendary South Sydney Rabbitohs, established 1908, Russell Crowe's boys. I'm excited.
And the official records will read that the Sharks rolled a pretty awful Newcastle Knights, 48 points to 10. We put them to the sword. It was comprehensive. It was absolutely awesome. We went up there with a message to send to the competition, and we did just that, only shy of the half century and our most complete performance to date. People will say, Sam, that they're only a reserve grade team, but you can only beat what they put in front of you, and we did it with style.
People like to complain. We're six in a row going for seven. We're in fourth place. We're going okay. We've got a full team tonight, aside from
Young
Valentine.
Yeah, it's worth pointing out that we're into the top four with a rocket. We jumped over two other teams, so where we belong, Sam.
Decent draw at the moment, too, coming up, including tonight, which we'll get into in a short while, playing a undermanned South Sydney, you have to say. The Newcastle game was great. It was great for morale, great for the for and against, great for the ladder, some great attack, and all around just an impressive performance. Newcastle, they cried again in the sheds. It's like twice in 3 years we've made them cry.
Yep.
I'm not proud of that. They'll be a good team. Mitchell Pearce is a huge loss, no matter what you think of him. He's their established halfback. He's not there. It's tough for them.
Oh, yeah. And what was great to see was they had those young guns, the Kalen Pongers, the Coggers, you know, some young guys with a bit of hype around them. And our old stages, Luke Lewis, Paul Gallen, went out there and just said, welcome to first grade, son. And those hits, you know, they lined up the Knights halves and fullback were petrified to take the ball on the line because they were getting absolutely whacked. And on the back of that, we were able to play some very pretty rugby league and score some good tries.
We did say beat Ponga, beat Newcastle, and that's what they did literally. Luke Lewis and Wade Graham, both with some judiciary issues. Wade, I got off because Ponga's such a great bloke. He rang up and said, don't worry about it. And Lukey Lewis escapes with an early plea. On Paul Gallen, he copped a lot of criticism for his first stint. I thought it was a bit dramatic from the fans. I understand that we can't be making errors in our own half. He made two in a row.
Mm.
He had a pretty good game after that. What do you think, Newman?
Yeah, to me, he just looks his age. And any game is going to look worse when you have two what could have been telling errors in our own half, as you said. But, you know, the rest of his game was okay. I just think he looks his age. You know, he's not a young man anymore, and we can't be expecting miracles out of him. And anybody who makes errors like that is going to be roundly criticised. And we did the same when Moylan was making simple errors, simple drop balls off the dummy half. And we did the same with Chad when he was making simple errors off simple drop balls. And, you know, with Gal, everyone's...
But if he makes them in the 10th minute and the 70th minute, we're not really talking about it,
100%.
Right? So that's where I thought it was a little bit dramatic. But everyone's entitled to their opinion. Everyone's got a podcast, so that's cool.
Now, it's worth pointing out that Sharkcast Radio is brought to you by the legends at Dyson Logistics, DysonLogistics.com. We are fueled by LGB Supplements, who have a sale on, which we'll talk about later on. We come at you live and loud from the Royal Motor Yacht Club, Port Hacking. Our lawns are done by Endeavour Property Services, and I'm so happy that the boys from Shark Island Brewing are back as our beverage and hydration partner.
I, too, am grateful. I've got a couple of days off here, and I'm sipping them back. Can't wait for the game tonight. We are on game day. We have to point out it's a very last-minute podcast. We're happy to do it for you guys. We'll do another one, I don't know, soon after, I hope, but game day, Newman. I've seen almost a quarter of the team out this morning.
Yes, we went by our local favourite cafe and some of the boys were there and wouldn't describe them as pumped up. They were relaxed.
They were chilled.
They were chilled before the game and worth, You know, it's a windy old day, in probably the coldest day of the year. It's a windy old day in Sydney. There's not going to be too many people in at ANZ Stadium on the eve of Origin.
Well, to interrupt you there, there are a bunch of CWSC guys and girls going, as well as some regulars. So that, yeah, I think we might have
There's not going to be 25,000 people there, is
no,
there?
No, there'll be about
13.
10 to 11, and yeah. I reckon we'll have about 3 there, which will be good.
Yeah. So we are heavy favourites. The reason being that our team has only missing Valentine Holmes, who's in some good form, and that the Rabbitohs are missing 4 players due to origin duty, most of them from their back line, and of course, Damien Cook. Cook is out, but he's got a fairly handy replacement in the young gun, young player, up-and-comer called Robbie Farah.
I hope this doesn't come back to bite me in 8 hours, but I would highly debate that. Not a Farah man myself. Happy to see him there.
He's a fair player.
He's not. He's rubbish.
As a backup, he's a fair player.
As a backup, he's all right.
Yeah. But their back line looks weak.
Yeah.
However, in saying that, they still have like the entire England engine room or 3 test players.
They're in form.
In their forward pack, and they are in form. So the game, football games are always won in the middle, and the back score you the tries. So... I mean, I don't think Souths are going to be too worried. They're in good form. They're running some really good shapes under Coach Seibold. And they've got, what's his name, Dewey,
yeah.
He's playing at the back, and he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. Anyone thinking it's a done deal, forget about it. It's going to be a contest. Their forwards are going to match it with ours. I'm not saying we can't be the better forward pack, but they're going to be up for the challenge. It is the back line, which you would hope will get us across their line. Their halves are handy like ours, so it's going to be a good contest.
All right, where are you watching the game, Sam?
Undecided yet, but I will let you know closer to the event. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to go and see the mighty Hard-Ons tonight. And
where did she come from?
Where did she go? Listen to that, Sam. That's what people are tuning in for.
Now, the album was... I'll put you on the spot.
Dull?
No. That was a song.
Yummy.
Without You, Yummy. What a phenomenal album. As a young man in high school.
Whew. Well, really good. So I'm going to go see those guys. And so I'm looking. Send us your suggestions. I need to watch. Somewhere near Chippendale. I was thinking of going to Surly's, Sam.
Yeah. Decent food.
They've got good screens there too. Decent food, beer, screens. I reckon it's one of Sydney's coolest places.
It's like a Surry Hills version of Aaron Huxley's.
It's better than Huxley's. So if you haven't been to Surly's,
I like Huxley's.
Run us through it, Sam. It's like an American-style bar.
It's a real schnaz place. Yeah.
You know, they sell those big rubbish beers that you drink. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Suck them down like Coca-Cola, dude.
Yeah, and they got, you know...
The burgers, dead, the fries.
The burgers, the fries, and dead
animals
on the wall. They got some really cool, like, bar and alia, they call it.
Yep.
Some really cool stuff like old cigarette clocks and...
Yeah.
It's a very cool place.
It's right off Oxford Street. Is it on Crown? I'm not sure. It's one of those streets.
It's one of the ones that runs up perpendicular to Oxford Street. It's not on Crown. It's in between Crown and Oxford.
Okay.
But I'll be watching it in there. I'll be making sure they turn it up.
Mm. Up.
So it should be a good game. The weather, as I said, there's been a bit of rain about. It's a boggy old track, ANZ Stadium. I'm backing us in.
Yeah, for sure.
But we play some pretty football against the Knights, Sam. Tries to Jesse Ramian, Valentine Holmes, Jaden Brayley, Josh Dugan, Edric Lee, Luke Lewis, Valentine Holmes, Jesse Ramian, and Valentine Holmes again. So, I know, but the talking point of the Knights game, and we want to see this continue again, is Matt Moylan, and you're the stats man, so I'll let you run with it.
So, 6 try assists. And in the modern era, as Peter Sterling would say, but he's referring to the 80s, but I'll say from the NRL era, 98 onwards, it's the equal most try assists in a game, along with Kronk and, I think, Thurston. 6 try assists. It's a hell of an effort. And he's playing his 100th game tonight, NRL game, against Souths.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an outstanding effort for a much maligned player.
What was your favourite try assist of the day?
I used the word delicious twice in a row, but it was the Edric Lee one. The little sweeping play to the left.
Yeah, that
was
nice.
It went to the right, reversed back to the left. The Lewis one was incredible too.
I love the Lewis one. Moylan running across field, holding the ball like a melon.
Did you notice the step on Ponga?
And nice. Then he hit Lewis back on that bravery line and Lewis under the post. That's what I was hoping to see when we signed Matt Moylan. So I was super excited. And I want to see more of it tonight. Maybe if you can cut those big Rabbitohs forwards up in the middle. Plus, they won't have Damien Cook plugging them up. Huge. He's a good defender.
Huge loss for them. Their biggest loss. GI's great. Gagai's great. Crichton's, you know, very, very solid player, but Cook's the man, and they will miss him. Robbie's not going to be doing that stuff.
Now, Sam, we won't have a break today because we're just going to go as live as we possibly can, but we do have to shout out to our sponsors. Don't forget, our major sponsor is Dyson Logistics, and he has given us trucker hats.
Mm.
And how good are those trucker hats, Sam? They are unreal.
They're trending around the show.
Wearing one right now. You can still buy them. We still have them available. They're $25 plus shipping. Send us an email, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. And they are thanks to Dyson Logistics. And Dyson can ship anything from a letter to a 40-foot container cheaper and better than the big corporate competitors.
Now, are you keeping up with orders? Because I've seen them coming in the inboxes.
Yes.
And then we've had a few Facebook people saying, hey, Newman, did you get my order? So I'm just making sure you're on top
Facebook,
of it.
No, I haven't. So I'll have to check. I'll have to
check them all, buddy. Twitter, Instagram, the whole thing.
Email us. Email. You have to email me, gmail.com.
They don't have to. We prefer.
They don't have to. But if you didn't get your order, send me an email, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. And that's. But don't forget to support Dyson Logistics. If you need anything moved around, get Dyson Logistics to do it. Now, our supplement sponsor, we're fueled by LGB Supplements. They have a massive sale on Samuel because winter is coming. And
Winter's
here. And they are selling Body Science compression tights. Okay, and these things are the duck's nuts. They are awesome. So if you play sport and you need quick recovery, the Body Science compression tights are the best thing. You've got men's and women's. And if you buy a set of Body Science compression tights from LGB Supplements, you get a free Body Science Hydroxyburn Shred valued, Samuel, at $79.95. That's $80 of free value for shopping at LGB Supplements.
How do I shop?
Go to teamlgb.com.au and you'll see the sale right there. Also, Origin is coming, and if you're looking for somewhere to watch it,
why don't you go to the Yacht Club in Woolooware? They're having a 99-cent special on wings. 99-cent wings.
That's for Origin, so it'll be live and loud on the big screen. 99-cent wings, and I think you'll find you'll be able to get, when this is a smooth segue, Shark Island Brewing beer down there.
My favorite.
They'll have the lager on tap or the Australian ale, one of those delicious sessionable drinks.
Lager is good.
So you can drink on tap Shark Island Brewing Company beer at the Royal Motor Yacht Club. And don't forget, you can go up to the Shark Island cellar door up there on Waratah Street at Kirrawee. And don't forget our other mate, Endeavour Property Services, for your pre-sale and garden cleanups. Craig's actually been around here and you see, look how neat and tidy that edge garden is, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his stuff, man. He's a qualified horticulturist. He's telling me all about the names of the plants, and you got to do this, and you got to do that.
He's a big music fan, too.
He's a massive music fan. So support all of our sponsors. Now, news. Is there any news this week, Sam?
We're top four, baby. The Jets, what happened to the Jets? They had a win last week?
Yes, they did.
Kyle Flanagan field goal?
Yeah, they were gone for all money in the return to Lidcombe. And they are back. And
now they're playing tomorrow, Saturday, at Henson Park.
Yes.
Is it 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
They're playing the Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs, we got them. We basically, when Newtown win, they pipped the teams at the post. So it was a come from behind victory. But FJ Flano Jr. against Wests orchestrated a brilliant comeback and victory, so he's starting to really look the goods when they were dead in the water. The Jets, another win for the Jersey Flegg boys, and they play tomorrow, and they're down on troops because of injury, and also Bronson Cherry, who's their best player, is going to be playing for New South Wales under-18s, under-20s.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. That's great news. We went through judiciary before, but Wado escaped. He was found not guilty.
Why was he even charged?
I had a look at the vision. It was a very innocuous crusher tackle, like the lamest one you've ever seen.
Oh, man. Why was he even charged? That's just... I didn't see anything. Now, Luke Lewis, after ripping Kalen Ponga's head off.
Found guilty, but early plea got him off, so good points.
But I think that puts his points up into the high 90s. So next thing he does wrong, he's going to miss time.
Yeah, he should be fine. He's not that kind of player, as they say. That was probably the most aggressive I've seen him in a long time. That was... Who did he smash? Was it 2 years ago?
Moylan.
Was it Moylan?
Yeah, Moylan. Wow. Similar circumstances.
Isn't that hilarious? There's not much else happening.
Well, I mean, there's Origin coming. There's a small exhibition game midweek.
Val's been picked.
Val has been picked. And I want to... I got a challenge for you, Sam.
Yeah.
I was engaging with people on League Unlimited, and I should know
boy.
Better than doing that.
Oh, but boy.
They're still razzing Val.
Two great minds
saying,
really?
Yeah, they're still razzing him.
What's he not doing they want him to do?
Well, they're saying now it's gone from he's not... Originally, it was he was shit.
Now
it's he's not earning the money. And there's this rumor
he's
going...
He's not earning the money.
He's not earning the money. He's getting paid. He's overpaid.
Oh, we've got some bright sparks
here. So the rumor is that he's the highest paid player at the club.
Right.
Bumble, incorrect.
Right. He's well paid.
He's well paid. But... My argument to these guys is that he's only 22 and he's achieved Australian selection, Queensland selection.
The word is everything.
Yeah, premierships. I want you, when you go back to Fox Sports, to pull out the careers of Matt Rogers and ET and compare where these players were at age 22.
Okay. If you remind me, I will do that. As far as that argument goes, and I obviously... watch this man closer than anyone in the world, even his girlfriend. Shit just got creepy. He, after his first 2 weeks of having the sulks, he's now busier than what he has been in a long time. Yes, he's on the wing, but the meters he's making, the possessions he's having, the force in which he's running, he's working his butt off. He's cut out the errors. He's playing some fullback, probably 10, 15 minutes. He's sweeping around a bit. It sounds like some people just don't like him, and that's their prerogative.
I don't understand why you wouldn't like a absolutely electric rep, Australian rep level player in your team. I just don't understand that. That does not compute with me.
What I'm getting a lot now is you guys are going to have Barba, therefore you can't have him and Val. And that's a valid point, right?
We want to comp with him.
It's a valid point, but my point is, why can't we have a young centre who's on $3 and keep Val for the money he wants and Barber and make it all fit? Because if Val's going to keep this form up, I have no issue with paying him the money. So why can't it all fit?
Why can't we Flano mould Fecky into a centre in a Ramian mould? Like
won,
a really hard
running... two NYC comps for the Warriors in 2 years in a row as a centre.
I know. And they've got a similar body shape, so you'd think that Fecky might go all right there. Obviously, Flano's got a reason. Let's interview him and find out. Now, Sam, I know we're not doing a standard podcast.
No.
But we have to put this letter in.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to make a fast train.
Lonely, na 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 na. My baby, she wrote me a letter.
Okay, so you can get a sharkcastpod@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at sharkcastpod. Now, we're just going to talk about this letter, and it's from Wayne.
We will
Wayne.
Get to the other letters next week.
Next week. We just want to push the podcast out before we go. Now, Wayne, who lives in Byron Bay, sent us this awesome email, and it is, "G'day, fellas. Thanks for the show. Makes great listening for me at work amongst the bang and clatter of my old printing presses," and we'll get more about that later. He says, "You'd be pleased to know that my 10-year-old Sharknut son is also a huge fan of the show. Oh. He insists that I sit in his room and play it to him when he goes to bed.
Oh.
Most time, he nods off about halfway through.
Well, he's only human.
But the next day, he bugs me with questions as to why Sam and Newman said such and such.
Oh, wow.
He said, it's strange because I know he was asleep at the time when the issue was raised. So, is the shark cast subliminal? Now, how heartwarming is that?
I have a genuine smile on my face. Thank you very much for letting us know.
Wayne, we need your son's name.
Yeah, hello. Hello to Wayne's son. How are you doing, young man?
Yeah, please be awake for this. Now, the other cool thing is Wayne runs a business called the Artisan Press.
Say it again.
Artisan Press.
Yeah.
And they have all these old-fashioned printing machines.
Have we got a new sponsor?
They're not a sponsor. But it's exciting for me because I worked in the print industry. I used to go to a thing called the Print Awards, and this company win
that
all
sounds
these.
Like a blast.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what. There's the Oscars and the Print Awards.
How's the rock and roll element at the...
mate, But they used to always win.
Hey, have you got the new H223 printer?
Anyway, Artisan Press. If you need stuff made of for course. A wedding or whatever, check them
Ken,
out.
I'm just kidding.
So good. But that email makes what we do worthwhile.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to get the young fellow into League Unlimited to brighten up those kids a bit.
I know, right?
We love League Unlimited too.
All right. So, tonight, what's your prediction?
I'm going to stick with Sharky's 10 to 12 point victory.
Wow.
The weather's a slight concern because it will be a bit wet on the ground and there will be probably a bit of a wind as well. So that throws things up in the air a little bit. But I think that 1 to 17 will have a pretty strong enough team to beat them. It is worth pointing out that Val is not playing. Fecky slides in. And the bench is looking like Captain America, Seguiaro, Big Arva, and Boogs. At the moment, both Katoa and Capewell are on the extended bench. So two other fellows have been dropped off, Dylan and someone else. But Katoa is still in the 19-man squad.
Interesting, interesting.
Might be an injury somewhere.
Now, I disagree intently with your prediction.
Well, that's what we're all about.
I think that
good
South,
guy, bad guy.
South's forward pack will keep them in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions and the track will mean that it'll be another low-scoring event, and it'll be down to the wire. The clacker will be pulsating. We'll be on the edge of our seats to the end.
Defib.
And I'm going to say between 1 and 6 points in favour of us. We'll just have too much class at the end.
Hope you're right, my friend. Hope you're right.
All right. So thanks for joining us on Sharkcast Radio. Apologies that the show was a little bit haphazard, but it was either that or not put a show out at all.
It's game day.
How exciting.
I've seen 4 Sharks, 1 ex-Shark. I've seen people in their gear walking around the streets. I'm excited, man.
All right.
Now, we do want to just say one more thing, Newman. We have a party coming up.
Ah, yes, the party. So good.
June sometime. Friday, June.
June 29th.
29th.
Friday, June 29th.
The Warriors away game.
Yes, the Warriors away
Where's
game.
Where's it at, Newman?
It is at the Royal Motor Yacht Club. We've got our own room. There's going to be pizza and wings. There's going to be some ex-players.
Pizza, dude. You never told me there's pizza.
There's going to be pizza and wings. There's going to be Shark Island beer. There's going to be... Unfortunately, North or South can't play, but we'll have a cool playlist.
What?
Yeah.
Can we just get Adam Flanagan to play a night of Evan Dando covers, maybe?
Maybe. We'll
you see him on Facebook every day, a new Dando thing.
Down and we can just have a campfire punk rock.
Is he coming along?
He will be there.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you have any trouble getting down to the Yachty, send us a message and we'll get the bus to come down and pick you up from Willowair Station or somewhere in that area. If you could let us know if you're coming, that'd be great. Send us an email, sharkcastpod@gmail.com, just for catering purposes. We need to know how many people are coming, but there's going to be ex-players, there's going to be beer, there's going to be food, we're going to be watching the game, and then we're going to have some tunes later on, so what could be better?
Now, we are genuine in saying there are going to be some ex-players there. Whether it's your favourites or not, we can't guarantee that, but we're going to have a lot of Shark history in the room.
I tell you, if one of the guys that I'm absolutely harassing to turn up comes...
He's going
to
be there.
He's going to be a lot of people's favourites.
He's going to be there.
And let's just say that...
He'll have the hat on.
He likes a couple of beers, so
we need him to start later. Don't start till 5. at the earliest. We're going to be there from 5. We encourage you to put it in your diary. Come on down. Now, it's kid-friendly, right, Adam?
Absolutely. Kid-friendly. Bring the kids.
Yeah.
Actually, hang on. It may not be.
Okay.
I have to check that. I think they've got us in the downstairs
bar. We're not editing this podcast, so TBC on kids. Pencil them in.
I don't think it is kid-friendly. I think we've been put in the bar downstairs, which is a kid-free zone. So, sorry for that.
Interesting.
You'll have to get babysitters. TBC, though. TBC.
Yeah, we might be able to talk them around.
Yep. All right. So, that wraps us up for another episode of Sharkcast Radio. We are going to be keen as a bean to watch the game tonight. Go down and watch it down the Yacht Club. Don't forget our sponsors, who are...
Dyson Logistics.
Endeavour Property Services.
Shark Island Brewing, the great Shark Island Brewing.
LGB Supplements, teamlgb.com.au, and of course, Dyson Logistics.
Yeah.
Did we miss one?
I laughed when I said that because you were gesturing a beer thing.
Yeah, okay.
So you're going to see the Hard-Ons tonight?
Going to go see the Hard-Ons. You can come, Sam. We're going to watch the Sharks game.
It'll be a bit dull without me there, right?
Oh, boom, boom.